Hey y'all, I'm your host, Rita Mercer, your wellness coach, licensed counselor, and virtual friend on this wild and crazy journey called life. On this show, we talk about loss and love, mindset and coping skills, and everything in between to give you all the tools to live fully and freely in all things wellness. Get ready to experience a reset and welcome in more abundance and joy, freedom, wisdom, and wellness. Hey, you got this. This is the Daring Well podcast. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of the Daring Well podcast. Today, I invite you to join me for a guided meditation called Compassionate Balance. If you find value in this guided meditation, please do us a huge favor and rate and review our show on the podcast platform where you're listening today. Your support helps us extend the reach of holistic wellness out to so many others around the world. So thank you so much in advance as we embark on this wellness journey together. Please take a moment to tune into your breath as we prepare for this guided meditation. Throughout today's meditation, we will use our breath as our anchor to help keep us grounded. Mindfulness is all about connecting and staying grounded and connected to this present moment. So not too focused on the future and not too focused on the past, but just focused and grounded in this present moment. You're also welcome to close your eyes or keep them open, whatever feels most comfortable for you. Now, allow yourself to pause and just connect with your mind, your body, and your spirit. As you connect with your mind, I want you to notice, how are you feeling? And it could be a range of emotions, but just check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What thoughts are going through your head right now? Allow yourself just to be a passive observer and not judging any of your thoughts or emotions, but just noticing with compassion, with grace, with love. What do you notice as you focus on your mind, your thoughts, and your emotions? How are you feeling? What are you thinking? And just pause, just check in with yourself just a couple moments. Now, let's move and connect with our body. What do you notice in your body? How does your body feel? Does it feel tense or relaxed? Is your body holding on to some pain, some grief, some loss, some stress, rejection, tension? Where is your body holding all of that? All of that tension, all of that stress, all of that pain. Tune into that. Where do you notice that showing up in your body? Does it feel heavy or light? Does it feel tight? Does it feel shaky? Does it feel light? Where do you noticing as you check in with your body? Just take a moment and just pause and just check in with yourself. Now, let's bring our awareness into our spirit. What do you notice as you check in with your spirit? What are you sensing right now? Do you feel connected to yourself, spirit, your truth, to this present moment? Or do you feel disconnected? What do you notice? Do you notice a sense of truth, wisdom, or a deep sense of knowing within? Check in with that. What do you notice within your spirit? What brings you a deep sense of joy? What makes you feel most hopeful? Try to connect with that feeling. Checking in with your spirit. That deep sense of knowing, deep sense of wisdom, deep sense of truth, that deep sense of awareness, that deep sense of joy. Where do you notice that? Just checking in with your spirit. How does that feel? How does that make you feel? Does it make you feel connected and safe? And just pause, just check in with that. Check in with your spirit. Good job. Now that we've tuned into our mind, our body, and our spirit, let's take a deep breath just to reset before we get started today. Now let's just take a deep breath in and a strong breath out. So deep breath in, and then a strong out breath with your mouth. Good job. Good job with your out breath. It's super important in the out breath being really strong, really forceful. It's super important because it helps us to release things that are stored in our mind, our body, and our spirit. I want you to release that tension, release the hurt, release the rejection, release the loss, the pain, the disappointment. Even if you're struggling even with forgiveness for yourself, for your past mistakes, which we call life's beautiful learning opportunities. Maybe you're even struggling with forgiving someone close that's hurt you or betrayed your trust. And I understand letting go is so hard. Believe me, I get it. But I invite you to start with letting go, even if you can start with just 10%. It's hurting you too much to hold on to that pain. And retelling your narrative, your story, it's no longer serving you. So you can stop. I give you permission today. You can stop rehearsing your pain. Give yourself permission to stop rehearsing your pain by retelling your story over and over. Reliving your pain, reliving the loss, reliving the trauma. Let it go. Today is a new day, a fresh start for you. Just think, how much has it cost you to hold on to that pain? How much has it cost you in time? How much has it cost you in emotional energy, in your relationships, in you showing up for yourself and showing up for others? It's time to let that go now. It's cost you way too much to hold on to that pain. Maybe you're afraid, if I forget, I'll just get hurt again. As a licensed counselor and wellness coach, let me tell you a secret that I've learned after nearly a decade of working in mental health. Letting go is so important if you want to heal and grow. Let me say that again. Letting go is so important, my friend, if you truly want to heal and grow. So let's start with just naming the pain. Now, if you feel comfortable, let's place our hand on our chest, skin to skin if possible, and connect with yourself in this present moment. And just with a simple touch, we can give ourselves the gift of oxytocin, one of the four happiness hormones. This boost of oxytocin helps us to feel connected to this present moment, to ourselves, giving us a boost of happiness and a felt sense of emotional safety. So let's just pause and check in with yourself. What emotions or what thoughts are coming to your mind at this moment? Can you name it? Can you name the pain? And let's not give our power away to a person or a thing, but let's just focus our attention on the emotion and just naming the pain with an emotion. As you acknowledge the pain, just the emotions, let's take a brief moment to say that out loud. As you acknowledge the pain, you can say, "This hurts. This sucks. This is so painful. I feel so sad. I'm so confused. I'm so heartbroken. Now, let's take a nice deep breath in and a long, strong, forceful breath out with your mouth. So deep breath in, my friend, and a long, strong, forceful out breath with your mouth. Good job. Remember, the out breath is the nice tie to our release. It's really important to have a nice, strong release, a nice, strong out breath, just as a way to release all the pain that you've been holding on to. It's kind of like a pop bottle or a soda bottle. You've got all this pressure built up within. You've got to have a way to release it. You've got to have a way to release the pain after you've taken a moment to acknowledge it and to name it. All right, so let's try that one more time. With your hand on your chest, acknowledge the pain. This hurts. This is so sad. This is so heartbreaking. I'm so disappointed. I feel so lost. And take a deep breath in and release with a strong out breath. Beautiful. Good job. I'm so proud of you, my friend, for acknowledging your pain. I know that was not easy, but I'm so proud of you. That's a huge step. Bearing witness to your own pain. Wow. I see you validating your own feelings. I see you doing hard things. That was so brave of you, my friend. Naming the pain and choosing to release the pain. That's awesome. You've got all this pressure built up within. You've got to have a way to release it. You've got to have a way to release the pain after you've taken a moment to acknowledge it and to name it. All right. So let's try that one more time. With your hand on your chest, acknowledge the pain. This hurts. This is so sad. This is so heartbreaking. I'm so disappointed. I feel so lost. And take a deep breath in. Release with a strong out breath. Now, let's take a brief moment to practice compassion and balance that pain that we just acknowledged with the truth. So focus your heart's intentions on either a mantra, a positive focus, or a nice I statement. For example, I can do hard things. It will be okay. I am enough. I can trust the process. I can learn to trust myself and my feelings. I am worthy. Now, let's take a deep breath in and a long, strong, forceful out breath to release that truth into your mind, into your body, and into your spirit. You do have the power within you to shift your thoughts and to shift your atmosphere with just the simple power of your words. Declaring your truth. So let's do that one more time. Again, with your hand on your chest, acknowledge the truth that you're setting your intentions on, your positive belief, your positive focus, and take another deep breath in. I am strong. I am worthy. I can do hard things. And as you set your intentions and your focus on that truth, let's take a deep breath in and a long, strong, forceful out breath. I I'm so proud of you for acknowledging your truth. So let's go back and do both of those together. Let's acknowledge the pain, and then let's acknowledge the truth. The pain, we're acknowledging this hurts, this sucks, this is so painful. I feel so hurt and betrayed. I am so confused. And with your hand on your chest, after you've acknowledged that pain, then you take a deep breath in. You release. Good job. And then we're going to take that compassionate balance and notice the truth. I can do hard things. It will be okay. I don't know how, but it will be okay. I am enough. I am strong. I can trust the process. I am worthy. And so as you acknowledge the pain, as you acknowledge the truth, let's take a deep breath in and then out. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, as we finish up today's compassionate balance guided meditation, I want you just to take another deep breath in, just to center yourself and ground yourself back to this present moment. So another deep breath in and then out. Awesome. Great job. So I want to encourage you about two things. Two things can be true at the same time. Today we've learned that we can hold pain and the truth of a positive belief as well. And we've also learned that healing is a process. It's not overnight. Forgiveness is a process. It's not overnight. It's not a one and done. But we can learn to trust the pain, acknowledge the pain, trust the process. And so you can balance two truths at the same time, balancing the pain, balancing the truth of a hope and a positive focus and a positive belief. As we close out today, remember, you are more than the sum total of all of your pain, all of your hurt, all of your trauma, all of your loss. You are worthy, my friend, and you are more than enough. Feel free to revisit this compassionate balance guided meditation as often as you need to. Thank you for joining me on this guided meditation on the Daring Well podcast. Until next time, keep daring, keep living, and keep loving well. Take care. God bless. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Daring Well podcast. I hope you found inspiration, insights, and practical tips that will support you on your holistic wellness journey. Remember, true well-being encompasses more than just the physical. It's all about nurturing your mind, body, and spirit in perfect harmony. I encourage you to take what you've learned today and integrate it into your everyday life, one day and one step at a time. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue exploring the world of holistic wellness, be sure to subscribe to the Daring Well podcast so you never miss an episode filled with transformative conversations and actionable advice. And if you're looking for even more inspiration and encouragement to embrace a holistic wellness lifestyle, be sure to follow us on social media. See all of our social media links in the bio to follow Daring Well for daily doses of holistic wellness tips and community support. Thank you again for being part of the Daring Well podcast community. Together, let's dare to live well in mind, body, and spirit. Until next time, keep daring well and embracing the journey one day at a time. Take care. God bless.